Dylan Ferrandis, 1-1 today. Great rides. You got to be loving it. I mean, lost the title, but good day.
Yeah, for sure. Really good day. I mean, I came here for win this last race and finish on a high note. So that's what I did. And really proud and happy to do that. I knew for the championship was a little bit too late for make something happen. So I didn't focus really on that. But yeah, just happy to finish the season with no big injury and good season so far, my best season of my career for sure, and finish like this is good for the mind. You know, I can go holiday relaxed and enjoy it and don't have regrets. You know, so
when Justin passed you in the first moto, are you like, hey dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, you know,
is I it, was.
Yeah, I mean. The right. I don't know how to say with my word, you know. I mean, if I have a teammate is challenging for the championship and I can, the team ask me to do something or whatever, or I can help, I would probably help, but he decided to not. So he's he do what he want. When you're on the bike, you're alone, you take your own decision. But yeah, I was a little bit disappointed, but I mean, at the same time, I don't care. I show him that I was better, and that was the most important. The thing that make me disappointed is I felt sometimes that my teammate or also the other rider that are a little bit slower than me or AC, they kind of give everything they had to protect their position for me. And when AC came, they all just go, you know, they open the door. So I felt that a little bit all season. So I don't know. I don't know if it's me or if it's true, but yeah, I felt a little bit, and especially in first moto, I mean, we're battling really hard with Justin, which is fine, you know. But yeah, I felt when I pass him, he just let AC by, and you know, for the championship that was done.
Yeah. When you got back by him, did you find some lines? You think your endurance came in? What kind of allowed you to catch him back up and then get by him?
So they walk a little bit on the track between before the Moto 1, and I just didn't have the good line the first few laps, and they also put a little bit water on the track, so maybe I was just a little bit too much caution, you know. So that's all. And he was really aggressive, so he passed me. I was surprised, but yeah, after that I just refocused, changed my line, tried different thing, and yeah, then maybe also the endurance came in also. I felt really strong this season. Honestly, right now I'm exhausted. I just want to sit and have a cocktail or whatever, but yeah, I'm really tired right now. It was a long season, but yeah, I had enough energy for the tomorrow today, so that's perfect.
Story of your season, I think you finished 20 points down. I think the story of your season is that early season rides. I talked to you at WW Ranch. You're like, it's hard to get motivated after that incredible Supercross season. And that really, when you go but look back at your season, I think that was it, huh?
Yeah, for sure. The three first round, I was not on it. You know, I gave everything I had. I think the riding, the speed was good. But yeah, just, you know, on the start, I didn't have this motivation to go out front and win at any point. You know, I was so stoked to have the Supercross title that just kills me a little bit, you know. So that's what one point. But after that, we won race, we gained point on AC, and I think I really lose the championship. Maybe not the championship, but the
I think you got one more moto win than him on the year.
Maybe, yeah. But where I really lose the point gap is after Millville and Butts Creek. Yeah. That's the two races that kill me this year. Yeah. And it's weird because it's 3 years in a row now that I'm struggling on these two track. I haven't been on the podium any moto in
really,
three years.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
These two track, I don't know why, I'm just struggling.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, yeah. I think the year before I was just struggling with the speed and technique, but this year I was good, but just bad start and mistake and Butts Creek. I broke my scaphoid 2-3 years ago, so I don't know if that came out and play. Just bad start and crash and stupid decision.
And a kid going backwards on the track.
Yeah, yeah, we're not gonna talk about this, but yeah. I mean,
right. Well, hey, terrific job this year, Supercross title, just short in the outdoors. You got to be stoked. Enjoy your holiday. You've earned it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Cool.